The necessity of considering emotions. Emotions are integral to defining human identity and relationships. They imbue individuals with significance and can be the driving force behind life's purpose or sacrifice. Emotions have the power to instigate conflict or foster harmony, shaping human cognition and perception. Despite their crucial role, the science of psychology struggles to fully uncover the depths of emotions, making understanding them essential for grasping human psychology. The methods and tools used in psychological research are inadequate for delving into complex emotional states like envy, love, shame, and intense hatred. Ethical and practical constraints prevent researchers from artificially inducing such emotions in a controlled laboratory environment solely for study purposes. For instance, it would be unethical to manipulate individuals into committing theft and subsequently embarrassing them to analyze the nature of shame. Psychology utilizes philosophy and art's emotional insights. However, psychology has the opportunity and responsibility to draw upon the rich heritage of philosophy and the arts, which offer nuanced and insightful examinations of emotions that cannot be replicated in laboratory settings. Aristotle's work, for example, provides a particularly profound understanding of emotions rooted in empirical observation. Similarly, authors such as François de la Rochefoucauld, Michel de Montaigne, and Jean de la Bruyère demonstrate exceptional skill in observing and articulating emotional phenomena. Playwrights and novelists like William Shakespeare, Jane Austen, and Stendhal have crafted characters so authentic that they serve as models for exploring emotional experiences. Certainly, the arts offer a unique avenue to deepen one's comprehension of emotions in two significant ways. Firstly, a masterful work of art can elicit emotional responses akin to real-life experiences. While these emotions may be somewhat diluted compared to direct encounters, they often carry a heightened intensity. For instance, engaging with a character's romantic journey in a Jane Austen novel can evoke feelings of love, albeit in a less personally invested manner. However, this emotional connection through art can be purer and more concentrated than personal experiences. For example, experiencing the envy portrayed by Iago or the jealousy depicted by Othello can provide a more intense emotional encounter than many encounters in their daily lives. Additionally, the very structure of artistic creations can evoke emotional responses, such as the sense of awe and astonishment inspired by Johann Sebastian Bach's intricate fugues. Understand emotional mechanisms. Establishing scientific laws to elucidate emotions poses challenges. Unlike typical cause and effect relationships governed by laws, emotions often yield diverse and sometimes contradictory responses to the same stimuli. For instance, a jealous lover may either cease loving or become consumed by intensified jealousy upon confirming infidelity. Additionally, contradictory stimuli can elicit identical emotional reactions. For example, an alcoholic may drink to celebrate good news or to cope with bad news, while a gambler might increase their bet size, whether the previous wager won or lost. Instead of conceptualizing emotions in terms of rigid laws, considering them as mechanisms can be more insightful. A mechanism recognizes and delineates causal relationships, while acknowledging the variability in the effects of a particular cause or the causes of a particular effect. This concept is exemplified by old proverbs such as, "out of sight, out of mind," and "absence makes the heart grow fonder." Montaigne provides a wealth of examples to illustrate this notion. In On the Uncertainty of Our Judgment, he suggests that a warrior should aim for the complete defeat of the enemy, yet he also observes that one of the wisest rules of war is never to drive your foes to despair. Similarly, Alexis de Tocqueville presents analogous mechanisms. For instance, he asserts that the remedy for the problems of democracy lies in more democracy. Key emotional mechanisms. Sour grapes or forbidden fruit. Inaccessibility can evoke either disdain or heightened desire. spillover, and compensation effects. Emotions experienced in one aspect of life may spill over into other areas, yet they may also cancel out the experience of the same emotion elsewhere. For example, exposure to media violence may either incite real-life violence or serve as a catharsis, deterring violence in other spheres. Similarly, witnessing generous acts may inspire increased generosity, spillover, or lead to decreased generosity, compensation, due to perceptions of comparative giving. Endowment or contrast effects. Memories of pleasurable or unpleasant experiences can influence subsequent emotions. For instance, recalling an exceptional wine may enhance or diminish the enjoyment of lesser quality wines, demonstrating the contrast effect. Conversely, reminiscing about past illnesses may amplify appreciation for good health. The endowment effect leads individuals to overvalue possessions and undervalue non-possessions, as seen when someone hesitates to sell a cherished bottle of wine or is unwilling to repurchase it at a higher price. Emotions across cultures. Culture plays a pivotal role in shaping emotional experiences. If a culture does not have a defined concept for an emotion, it becomes impossible for individuals within that culture to perceive and experience it as such. For instance, during the Middle Ages, there was no linguistic term to capture the emotional state of boredom. Instead, what is now recognized as boredom was simply categorized as a form of sloth, encompassing laziness and spiritual lethargy. Consequently, without the concept of boredom, individuals in medieval society were unable to recognize or experience feelings of boredom as such. Similarly, ancient Greeks lacked the cultural framework to comprehend and experience what contemporary society identifies as guilt. This doesn't imply that culture suppresses emotions such as guilt or boredom. Rather, without the cultural construct defining a specific emotion, individuals are incapable of experiencing it within their cultural context. Individuals experience emotions on three different levels. Proto-emotion. Individuals may undergo sensations, inklings, or inner stirrings that resemble emotions, yet remain unable to label them as such. Emotions that lack recognition or conceptualization are considered proto-emotions. Meta-emotion. Upon recognizing and identifying an emotion within oneself, this awareness may trigger the emergence of a new emotion. For instance, one might feel envy towards a neighbor and then experience shame upon realizing this envy. Second-party emotions. People can experience intricate, layered emotional responses to the emotions expressed by others. For example, feeling fear towards someone expressing anger while also harboring contempt towards them for being angry. Similarly, discovering that a loved one loves another person may evoke simultaneous feelings of sadness and jealousy. Culture plays a crucial role in enabling individuals to label and perceive emotions as emotions, rather than mere proto-emotions. Additionally, cultural norms dictate the types of meta-emotions and second-party emotions individuals may encounter. For instance, feelings of shame regarding envy may only arise within cultures that associate envy with disgrace. Moreover, cultural norms prescribe specific behaviors linked to certain emotions. Vengefulness may be viewed as either honorable or contemptible, depending on cultural context. Emotional experiences. Emotions play a crucial role in shaping behavior, yet they also add complexity to its explanation. Broadly, emotional experiences exhibit seven key characteristics. 1. Qualitative feel. Electrical brain stimulation can induce specific emotional states, such as euphoria, sadness, fear, and anxiety, each associated with a distinct qualitative feel, analogous to the unique color perception of different light wavelengths. 2. Cognitive antecedents. Emotions can be triggered by cognitive processes. For instance, discovering a neighbor's lottery win may evoke feelings of envy, with cognitive beliefs often serving as precursors to emotional responses. 3. An intentional object. Certain emotions, like jealousy and envy, necessitate a specific target, while others, like joy or sadness, may arise spontaneously without cognitive triggers or specific targets. 4. Physiological arousal. Emotions often manifest in bodily responses, such as blushing from shame or pale complexion from fear, reflecting the concept of arousal mechanisms, where fear, for instance, may elicit either fight or flight responses. 5. Physiological expression. Emotions are frequently expressed through vocal tone, facial expressions, or gestures, with some basic emotions exhibiting consistent expressions across diverse cultural contexts. 6. Valence on the pleasure-pain dimension. Emotions can be categorized as either pleasant, positive valence, unpleasant, negative valence, or possessing a mixed valence, as seen in bittersweet experiences. 7. Characteristic action tendencies. Different emotions prompt characteristic actions. For instance, anger may lead to aggression, while love may result in affectionate gestures. Some emotions, however, may inhibit action, such as shame restraining romantic impulses. Emotions profoundly influence behavior, often prompting individuals to modify their actions to avoid negative emotional states. For example, one may steer clear of situations that provoke anger or shame while actively seeking out experiences that evoke happiness. Yet, a complex interplay exists between emotions and self-interest. Considerations of shame, for instance, may lead an individual to avoid relationships below a certain socioeconomic status, ultimately shaping their romantic choices and perceptions of genuine affection. Emotions and reasoning. Historical figures like Aristotle proposed that emotions hinder rational thinking. However, contemporary research has suggested the opposite. Emotions may facilitate better or more rational decision-making. Nevertheless, evidence often supports the traditional perspective. For instance, emotions can lead individuals to assess the costs and benefits of actions in an irrational manner, as seen in cases where a gambler increases their bet with unrealistic expectations of a substantial win. Interestingly, some studies indicate that individuals experiencing emotional depression tend to exhibit the most rational and realistic behavior. In controlled experiments, depressed individuals demonstrate greater accuracy in assessing themselves and their circumstances. They display a heightened awareness of how they are perceived by others, exhibit fairness in assigning praise and blame, and show reduced bias in their judgments. However, this research also suggests that achieving cognitive accuracy may come at a significant emotional cost. Key points. 1. Emotions drive human identity and behavior, challenging psychology's understanding. 2. Insights from philosophy and the arts enrich psychology's comprehension of emotions. 3. Viewing emotions as mechanisms acknowledges their variability and complexity. 4. Cultural norms shape emotional perception and expression, influencing responses. 5. Emotions influence behavior through cognitive, physiological, and action tendencies. 6. Emotions interact with self-interest, shaping decisions and perceptions. 7. Emotions can hinder or facilitate rational decision-making, with depression potentially enhancing cognitive accuracy.